All right, guys, this is Ricky.
This is Landon.
This is our new podcast.
For Fort Bros.
What's up?
Yeah, we told you we'd make one.
So this is our new podcast. Okay, so I have a question. What are we going to talk on our first episode?
Maybe. Plans.
Alright, so this is our first episode of our podcast. I'm super excited. I always wanted to start a podcast.
And so am I.
If you say so. It's been a dream of mine! Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
The thing just comes back in my mind.
Alright.
We were testing it out and he said something really funny.
Alright, this is... Stop laughing. Alright, so the first topic is,
memes.
Alright, not memes. That's gonna be our episode 2.
Reddit.
No, why Reddit? Reddit is the most toxic place ever. Let's be real.
For people so can make our, what are things that they see as a picture when they first look at our videos?
50-50? Thumbnail?
Yeah, a thumbnail. they can make memes out of our thumbnails.
I mean, hey, you do got a point there. You do got a point.
I mean, it'd be fun.
Yo, I have a question.
For all of y'all people out there?
No, this is for you, Lennon. Okay, so this is a theory. Okay, you know how, like China and, like, Asian countries have, like, stories about dragons?
Yeah.
Flying lizards, right?
Yeah.
Why is that funny? Dragons. That's literally what a dragon is.
Flying lizard.
Okay.
A lizard with wings.
All right, then. All right, so, like... So, you know how there's stories about dragons and all that?
Yeah.
Where did they came up the idea with dragons? How do we have the ideas of dragons? Let's be real. How is there stories about dragons?
They probably saw a lizard and thought it and tried to make it fly in the top of a mountain. And it went, wee.
Or they saw a dragon back in the day. What if dragon used to be real and it turned into
I don't know, but my eyes are going to focus and I see you with four eyes.
You're cross-eyed.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well,
we're just doing this on one phone, but soon we're gonna have our own separate. We're gonna have our own mics and headsets and stuff, so we can actually do this properly and stuff. So. Yeah. Guys, this is a question out there for y'all. What car would y'all have in either a newer. Like a newer nowadays car or an old 80s muscle car or something like that.
Yo, I have a question. What? How do we got all of our technology?
Progressing in life.
But how?
People ain't disgraces.
But how? Do you think aliens gave...
aliens?
Do you think aliens gave us the technology?
That we have now?
Yeah.
I don't know, that's... Good question, actually.
I mean, look at it this way. Okay, you know the Roswell...
How would they figure out how to make a circuit board?
Uh-huh. How do they figure out cars? How do they figure out airplanes?
Steam engines.
Well, airplanes, never mind. Steam engines, that is kind of like...
But we're talking about, like, circuit boards, flipping newer iPhones, Samsungs.
I have a... But, okay, you know the Roswell crash?
Yeah.
Like, the, like, incident... Roswell accident, 1945.
And electric engines. How did they figure out how to make
those? 1945 or 1947?
How did they figure out how to make nuclear power?
I don't know. They have that. No, around 1947, the newspaper was like an alien crash. It was a theory. And they said it was a weather balloon, even though it wasn't. It was like a crash. There's theories out there on how, like we took their technology...
And duplicated it.
Yeah, and selling it to it. Yo, in 2015, there is a new element discovered on the periodic table. It is 161 or 162 or something like that. That's the number. Or around there. It's like light, it's metal-like, and it's flexible. And... The person that was there at the alien rocket UFO apparently
Yeah.
Said that the material of it was thin, metal, metal-like thing, and it was flexible, and it wouldn't break when they flex it. So, does that mean, like...
Alien-like metals?
So we are taking stuff from their from the mothership, or like that?
Now we need to learn how to duplicate it and everything. But guys, we're getting off of this alien stuff. It's just theories we're talking about.
I have a question. How come no one didn't talk about last year of aliens? The Navy saw 3 videos of UFOs and they identified it as UFOs. Why was no one wasn't talking about that?
I don't know.
We literally found UFOs!
Stop screaming!
My bad, guys. I'm sorry for that. Alright, okay. Now it's time to get off this alien stuff. But we are still going to talk about theories.
How's y'all's life been? Like, from this COVID stuff and everything.
I hope y'all 2021 is going out so far. I hope so.
Yeah, ours is going out really well.
Yeah, so far it is.
Our childhood store just opened back up, so we're going to be going up there every day.
I need to tell you the story in middle school.
All right, tell me the story in middle school.
All right, so, like, one day... Okay, have you ever done, like, this thing where you put, like, toilet paper and water and you throw it at the walls?
Yeah.
That's just crazy to think about. Story's over.
Yeah. Great story. About an hour-long story, you already know.
Nah, this actually what happened in 9th grade, so like 2-3 years ago. I went to this bathroom. It was, I'm in JRC, so it was like a bathroom, like, at the JC hallway. And so there was like no one around it. Like, it was, but it wasn't. All I heard was screaming and yelling. And they had an orange, and they threw it at someone, and it bounced up, and it hit the roof, and it went into the roof.
Did you see it?
I saw it. It was hilarious. And it was people screaming and yelling. Oh, and also there's one time, this is what mostly people do in high school, in the bathrooms. They take hand sanitizer all the way up, pile up, and they slap it on their hands, and makes a huge
boom,
mess.
Boom, like you hear more explosion. Yeah. We still do that.
Tell me, okay, I need to tell you this one thing. Happened in 8th grade. Why, when I was walking past the bathroom, someone moaned and yelled. Literally yelled.
I don't know, maybe they were doing something, I don't know.
Middle school, man. Middle school, am I right? Oh, and also, by the way, we're doing this outside. So if you hear cars, we're sorry.
Yeah. So, sorry. Sounds like that car needs to get fixed.
Tell me about it. What theories do you have, Lynn?
I don't know, maybe. I don't know, I'm just... So, question, guys. How has the content been? Sorry we took you massive break.
You know, this is... They can't talk to it?
I know. Like, they can post in the comments.
Yeah, you are right about that. Please comment down. Please comment down.
Oh, please.
Please, please.
But how has the content been? Wait, because we need some ideas of what projects we can start on with the fort that y'all create.
Get away from the YouTube shit. Ghosts. Let's talk about that.
No. I hate that stuff.
Do you believe them?
No, they're retarded. So they have no IQ points, okay?
So you're telling me you don't believe in angels?
I believe in angels.
And the devil? And God? Jesus?
I believe in that, but there's no such thing as ghosts.
I mean, let's be real. If there is, there probably is. Why are you looking? Don't do that. Don't stare at me this, like, mouth open all the way after I say ghosts. Don't do that.
Yo.
Alrighty then.
I just dirty. Yo, psycho murderer.
Alright. What about, wait. What? All right. What's the... What do you find a... what's the... I don't know what to... Stop! What are you doing? Why this... Wait, what? Okay, I don't know. There's something wrong with them.
Everything's wrong with me, okay?
You're talking. Who cares?
So,
game theory.
Do you got any crazy stories about on this episode? No. Your life is boring then.
I'm still in seventh grade.
Just nothing happened in elementary or middle school? Or sixth grade at least?
Oh, in sixth grade, let me tell you a story. So we were in second Explorer, I believe. We were walking from a bathroom break. We're on the other side of the building. And apparently, there was a gas leak on the other side of the building. And this lady was smoking a cigarette in her class. And the whole class of that, the whole side of that, all eighth grade over there, the room... How did I say that? The whole hallway caught on fire.
Is that real?
I'm not joking. It literally happened.
In Whittemore. In Whittemore Park. You're lying.
The whole side of the school caught on fire.
Yo, what? Because
of a gas leak.
And you didn't tell me that. What?
I thought you heard about it.
No.
We had to go sit. For some reason, we all got in trouble, so we had to write it down what we did.
Wait.
And then the fire people came, and they were like, some late, because they found ashes all over the floor from a cigarette, and they were like, none of the kids done it, so we all just got to throw it away, so we were good.
Oh, I was about to say, I would be like, yo, so you're telling me.
Because some of the kids thought they cut the gas wire or something, and then dropped a lighter on fire on the floor.
But still, I'm breaking news.
You would see them caught on fire. And running around the building if that would happen.
But no, let's be real. It would be crazy to think about the teachers made you write a paper of what you have done.
For the day.
That's crazy. I'm like, I was standing there.
I was standing there in class and I ran
out.
BAM!
I mean, yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, bang, bang.
I mean, you're not wrong there. You're 100% right.
We didn't do anything. Especially me, because I would have told you if it was me. It would have been funny. Over there, you see a kid running from the fire. If you ever see my arm, it stacks up on the floor.
Just be like, what?
So energetic at night time.
Oh my god. Or like...
Wait, it wasn't me! I was just standing over there! I definitely didn't have a lighter and a pair of scissors in my hand, okay?
Oh, wait, why was there a gas leak?
I don't know.
Wait.
They were doing working on the building, so...
Oh, you also gotta remember science in eighth grade. You do labs and all that.
It looked like from the office down.
Dang. How... Woodmore is whack sometimes,
but
man.
It's fun.
It is. Same thing with Conway High.
Especially.
Flipping it. What in the world?
I'm especially fast.
In Conway High, the high school I'm going to, also.
I'm sorry. We need to start doing podcasts a lot because it's a lot of fun. Over there, we're going fast.
But dude, high school is crazy though. There's a lot of crazy good stuff and a lot of crazy bad stuff going to happen to you. Like, this one time, someone had sex at the stairs.
Had search at the stairs?
Sex at the stairs. They literally were doing the nasty at the stairs. No,
imagine that would hurt.
Look at this. The teachers knew about it, but they let it happen.
They're experimenting.
I don't know, man! And
they were experimenting!
The teachers literally heard them moaning. Loud, also. It wasn't quiet, it was loud, loud. That is crazy. It's crazy what happens. Fire drills.
Yeah.
Those are annoying.
Especially when it's freezing cold outside.
Oh, yeah. Definitely not one kid that try and mimic the alarm. Ever have that kid? I ever have those type of kids.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them.
Oh, my gosh. Yo, but
there's some girls that are crying because they think their ears are busting.
Like, oh, yeah.
Come on, shut up.
And then you just have those people be like, that's not going to happen to real fire.
Honestly, we're just going to... Like, you're not going to slowly walk out the building. Yeah. You're going to run out the building.
What's the point of fire drills? What's the point?
If you know you're going to have to yeet out you're going to yeet your body out that door. I'm like, yeet.
No, if it's in the hallway, let's be real. Are you going to go through the hallway? No, you're going to jump out the windows. You're going to jump out the windows.
I'm going to do some Uncharted Nathan Brake type stuff.
Let's be real here. You're not going to go through the hallway where there's a fire. Honestly, no, you're jumping through that.
No, you're going to be walking your twos on the shot. I'm like, okay. And the fire's going to be like, all right. Guys, wait, he's got to tie his shoes. The whole game pauses.
It'd be like, no, the fire would be like, freezes.
Spit. Hold up, 3, 2, 1. All right, my two shot. That's stupid, wouldn't it? Like, especially intruder drills.
Oh, definitely those. I'm sorry. If you're going, if there's going to be an intruder.
Hold up, there's multiple cops in the buildings.
Oh, yeah.
They can take the intruder.
Well,
down.
You also got to remember, back in the day.
They got some AKs and
no,
stuff.
No, back in the day, they didn't. They never had cops back in the day.
True.
Yeah. But intruders, kind of, but.
I understand tornado bill, not tornado bill.
No, tornadoes are worse. You're telling me...
You're over here, got to sit on the hallway with your butt all the way up in the air.
They'd be like, no, you want to be under something, because when that roof collapses or falls...
No, you're supposed to protect your head, your back.
That's earthquakes. That's earthquake. No, yeah. earthquakes,
you're supposed to hurtle in the hallway.
No.
Because there's nothing to fall on.
No,
you.
Earthquakes is when you go under the desk.
No, that's tornadoes.
That's
tornadoes because if
what are you on? No, tornadoes.
That's what whenever we had a tornado drill in elementary.
Oh, that's elementary. No.
We've never had an intruder drill. But we always have fire drill practices. Oh, there was a fire drill that actually literally happened. It was like, you know, like the 1x1 bricks. It was just like a little bit there.
Oh my gosh. But no,
and we all had to exit the thing.
Let's be real. The only time you've done an intruder drill was in elementary school or middle school.
Exactly.
Once. Middle school.
In high school, you could just run out and use someone as a meat shield.
Oh my gosh. Only you will do that. Be like Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call of Duty.
But no, let's be real here. Like, earthquakes is understandable because...
Because if you're in a... It's supposed to be the hallways because if...
No, that's tornadoes. That's tornadoes, fam. Earthquakes is when you go under the desk because earthquakes, it falls and it's going to fall on your head. There's a risk of that.
Tornadoes, you're supposed to...
Hours,
it was always tornadoes. We had to be under the desk. Because if it lifts up, we don't... Because some of the desks, they drilled down to the floor for some reason. So some kids got under those, so they were lucky if the tornado went up, the desk would stay there and you'd be sitting there.
Natural selection.
Yo, I'm a superhero.
And yo, they changed it then, because I always remember earthquakes was under the desk.
Power off.
Okay.
Oh, the speaker died, so it was fine.
I always remember.
I thought my phone died, I'm like, that don't make that sound.
I always thought, it always was tornado goes under. Oh no, tornadoes is at the hallway, and earthquake was under the desk. And fire drill is outside, intruders...
Are in the corner.
Yeah.
You know the big old doors, they can easily just use a battle ram and break that door down real easily.
Let's be real. An intruder is not gonna be like, the light's off, go to the next classroom.
They're gonna break the glass and lock the door. You can do that, break the glass and lock the doors.
No, those are bulletproof glass now.
For real?
Yeah, they changed it.
Yo, whenever the intruders just can't take a whole bunch of them glasses off and just use them, you have a permanently riot shield, bro.
I don't know.
until there's too many bullets and it actually breaks. run.
Oh yeah, just run. That's when you just, that's when you run. But it is understandable.
Yeah, and now you just throw it and you run.
But let's be real. If there's an intruder, I'm pretty sure we're just gonna stay in the corner. Too scared to move.
We're statues, bro. I'm the Mona Lisa.
It'd be like the statue challenge, or the freeze challenge.
Freeze! No, mannequin.
Mannequin. Be like, I'm a mannequin, I'm not real.
Or like some of the like high school movies they have.
Yeah,
you know, like the windows open and the curtains, it's really windy and it's like blowing out, like, so that's where he went.
Yo, let's talk about the school system. It's whack.
Why are we talking about schools? We need to bring out something different.
No, the school system is whack. Let's be real here. It's whack sometimes.
Some kids are probably not even in middle school or high school yet.
That's it's still the same in elementary school. It's still the same.
True, probably, yeah.
Except for basic math. You kind of need basic math with everything.
But when are we going to be using integers?
Integers? What's integers?
Negative numbers.
Oh, that's a name? That's new then. I never heard of integers.
Like, I'm talking about like, when are we going to be using letters and numbers?
I mean, ABC?
1, 2, 3, that's a you and me! Who remembers that song? ABC, 1, 2, 3.
Hey,
what the fuck? Copyright!
Wait.
Bleep.
But let's be real here, man. Like, it's weird. It's weird how the adults expect more of us, even though we're just kids.
Hold up, if in middle school a teacher can only teach one thing, then how are we supposed to learn all of them?
I don't know.
Elementary schools, I have the power.
But let's be real here, like, parents, like, I know they went through it, but the times change. It really does, because
hey, now with times and the COVID, if anybody's listening.
After this. And we're still alive.
Yeah, and you weren't born after COVID. But if you were, guys, people that born before COVID ever happened and it happened in the 2020, yo, we're the true survivors.
We are
the true survivors.
Yo, 2020 was weird. It was, though.
Weird.
Yo, like, okay, at first, bad happened was Australia was caught on fire. Then Kobe. And then all of a sudden, COVID? Like, what?
Kobe caught in COVID.
What happened to those murder hordes? What happened to those murder hordes?
Honestly, people that they're only in LA.
Yo, like, it's weird, though. Like, what else bad happened? It's like, and also the weird thing about it is, like, once a month, something, that's the main theme,
like,
of it.
Like, every month, there's something bad happens.
Yeah.
The whole world.
Like, okay, so, like, what happened on,
we need to go to sleep for another 100 years.
What happened in,
1, 2, 3.
What happened in 2020? It's like so much, I can't remember it all. I think that's sad.
Honestly. And that was last year. It's been a couple days.
The main bad thing was COVID. Let's be real. That crap.
And bird flu.
Oh, the riot. If you're not in America, the riots also.
The riots. Let's start.
Great song.
Great. It is a great song, actually.
It is. But that's it. That's crazy. It's
Hey guys, I have a question for y'all. It's question time.
Question of the
20 minutes. So, let y'all think about it. If y'all can go back to any time in the 19s, the 18s, the 17s, 100s, any year you can go back to, what year would you go back to? Like, any year in the whole world.
And why? Mine will be the 80s.
Same.
Oh, no, not the 80s. More like the, let's be real.
I would go back to the 80s with everything I know now. I'd be a rich man.
Oh, yeah. Inflation, though.
True. I'd be a rich man, though.
You're right.
Telling him.
I'd rather be in the 90s to grow up to the 2000s.
True, yeah.
Nah. I think it's actually, or the 70s.
The 70s.
Nah. Definitely the 80s.
I would rather go back when skateboarding was really, really popular.
90s then. So you'd rather won't be born in the 80s and be a teen in the 90s. That's what I want. That'd
be cool, though.
It would be cool.
Like, over there doing ollies and turtle hips and things. I don't know what that is. I made that trick up.
Turtle
hips. Turtle hips. All right, then.
Slow hips.
It's one today when societies thought it was popular and it wasn't bad, basically. You know
Hold
what
up.
I mean?
Question. Like, second question.
There's two.
What? Two questions whenever it hits 25 minutes. Deal.
All right.
Every 25 minutes, we do a question. So just 25. If you can meet one celebrity, what celebrity would you meet?
Johnny Depp.
Same.
He's my man crush.
It'd be a man crush?
Yeah, he's my man crush. You have to have at least one man crush. True. At least one. And it's Johnny Depp. Let's be real.
Yeah. It'd be Ty, sponsored. Not sponsored. And if you want, just putting his name out there, hopefully he don't copyright it. Jacksepticeye, it'd be a tween between Sean McLaughlin / Jacksepticeye or Johnny Depp. It would have to be between them two.
Actually, you're right.
Yeah, it'd be kind of like that because it's kind of my favorite YouTuber.
Yeah, I'd rather meet Johnny Depp. Or, what's his name? Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Definitely Robert Downey Jr. I would be mad at
him. No, I'd be, I want to meet Stephen Ogg. O-G-G.
Stephen Hawkins?
No, Stephen O-G-G.
Wait, that's a scientist.
My science.
Stephen. I mean, he is a celebrity.
O-G-G.
He was a person who discovered black holes. Yeah. What about what's his name? Michael J. Fox. Yeah, I'd rather meet Michael J. Fox. Mostly Johnny Depp.
Yeah. I don't think any of y'all know who Stephen OGG. That's the actor for Trevor of GTA 5.
Oh, him! Oh, definitely. All right.
He's actually a really nice person in person.
I bet I'm every.
Oh!
Hey guys, we're back.
Sorry,
I paused it and I thought it restarted everything. Oh my gosh!
But if I can meet anything, I would have run Franklin, the actor for Franklin, the dude, the Lamar part. If Tanisha will stop messing with that brain surgeon of a Lara she has.
Wait, Lester. Lester. Let's be real, the actor of Lester.
Get off of TikTok, Lester. People are going to get 5 songs on my.
Yo, would you ever want to be the president of the United States? Or the president? Would you rather be the president or no? And no. Why? Why?
Because it's an easy assassination person.
I mean, you're not.
I would really not want to die.
Also, it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, passing bills and stuff.
Yo, have you seen Obama, though? Like, when he went into the office, he had, like, black hairs. When he got out, his whole head was full of gray. It's
4 years got to him, bro.
12. It was 12. Eight. No,
yeah,
wait,
he got,
four.
No.
He
no,
got
four.
Left it twice.
Yeah, he got, that was 8 years, and then Trump, five.
Four. It's every 4 years, every leap year. Listen, Landon, I thought you're American.
I am American.
You can't even remember the president-elect.
I was born in America.
I was born in America also.
I mean, nah, you're born in China.
I wish I was born in Japan. Let's be real here.
5-year-old big teeth.
Japan.
Japan. Sadly, I didn't say that.
But like, it's just crazy.
It's crazy what to think about what's happening this year's personally.
Yo, this year
has been going on.
Yo, there's a theory. Okay. Have you seen the bomb drop of 2021?
Yeah, it was a minute late.
Yeah.
We're thinking that we're switching back to a different dimension.
Our same dimension that happened in 2011 when people noticing the Mandela effect. It's been a decade. So does that mean every decade
we switch to a dimension and switch back?
Or it's crazy, like, because most of the Mandela effect is going back to normal. You remember Fruit Loops?
Yeah.
You remember how, like, 2 years ago, there used to be, like, it was spelt like fruit, like the actual word fruit? But now it's spelled like how it originally is, two O's.
Fruity Loops.
Like, yo, like, let's be real here.
Fruit Loops.
That is a good theory, but there is also another theory.
Could there be two dimensions with our two selves, and every time we switch back, our the other two sets of us go to a different set?
I don't know. All right, guys, we're back. Right. Sorry for that.
An old friend of mine just passed by.
All right, so like, there's also another theory, like Stephen Hawking's, like it's like a well-known theory. Also, like, have you heard about it? Like, it's like he found like this particle, and like he said, when scientists discover it, it can cause a huge black hole and it will kill everyone. And then he also said, when everyone dies, everyone will go into a different universe of them
parallel
alive,
difference.
Of them alive. Like,
it's trippy.
It's crazy to think about that, though. Like, that's crazy. Like, because, and also in 2011, a scientist actually did found that particle. I can't remember the name of it. But, like, he found it, and ever since that, there's been Mandela effects. I'm just saying, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like how, So, like, how... Hold on, guys, is this an ad break? I don't know what that is. Alright, guys, we're back, I'm sorry for that. But, like, that theory, though,
It's crazy.
It's crazy to think about. It's crazy to think about anything. What happens if you go into a black hole? Apparently, scientists discovered if you go into a black hole, it's like a wormhole. You know what a wormhole is? Like a huge black hole? You know what a wormhole is? What's a wormhole?
I don't know.
Okay, a wormhole is when it's a portal to a different dimension or time.
Different
or
time
something
nine.
Like that. Yeah, something like that. I can't remember.
Come
like,
on, an actual
I'm forgetting thing. Things. I don't know why, but I'm forgetting like all the cool things I used to remember.
You remember the orange YouTube all the time.
I have a question. What's Christmas?
Personally, that's the time for you to be giving, to not to be giving, to hang out and respect your family.
What's Christmas, Christmas?
For the younger ones, that's just to get presents and being disrespectful.
You're getting hit. No. Oh, no, I mean, like, okay, so today Christmas is, like, so capitalized, right?
Yeah.
Like presents and all that. When Christmas started, it was celebrate of Christ, right?
Yeah.
So
great Christmas.
There's, like, I read this, I heard this thing about, like, Santa is like the form of, you know who Lucifer is?
Yeah.
Who is he?
Isn't that one of the Greek gods?
No, it's the fallen angel that's Satan.
Oh, okay.
Oh my.
I don't keep up with that stuff.
That's your religion? What? Okay.
I respect God and I worship God, but I don't keep up with everything he says.
You're right, I don't either. You are right.
Am I right or wrong?
I think that's every person. That, no, there's some. I don't know.
There's some major worshiping people.
Don't go there.
We're just gonna get off.
Touchy,
that.
Yeah, touchy subject.
Yeah, it's a really touchy subject.
But let's be real here. I heard this thing.
We need to stop talking about the Christmas and everything because some people are not religious.
Xmas. It's 2021. Get on my book.
No, but no, I say no, you can't do that.
But let's be real. It's like saying that, like it's the a parody of Satan. Of Satan. Because what's greed? What's greed? It's one of the sins, right?
Yeah.
What's Christmas nowadays? It's mostly having presents and. The most
being greedy and everything.
Yeah, so like, and Santa wears a lot of red.
Hey, joke time! I have a
what the?
I have a funny, Hold it, no.
All right, guys, well, let's just leave that dark turn into this.
I think I have I have a funny thing. You know how apparently, not Jesus, Santa Claus can't get immune to anything? So why don't we just drain him dry and take his blood and multiply it, and then we do it. But it won't work because he's just straight Coca-Cola.
Alrighty then, well, that's Landon's joke of 2021.
It's not a joke, it's just a thing.
So like, what in the world?
Yeah, you shift a new
politics.
Get off of that. If you see my face right now, I was like, get off of that.
The hub.
No.
Yo, did you know that there's community guidelines on there now?
What? Did you heard they took off F1 via they took off F1 races, but now I have to watch NASCAR.
No, they took off 80% of their content.
So that's why I couldn't find a video I wanted to watch.
No.
I'm just joking.
But no, I mean, that's serious. And 2020, like in December 2020, like last month, or was it this 2 months? It's fine. I don't remember, like, but they announced, like, they've taken, like, 70 or 80% of the context of not verified accounts.
Alright, let's get on to YouTube.
YouTube is whack sometimes.
It is whack.
It's whack.
Why do you have to wait? You should be like, there should be guidelines. Like, you should post at least 2 hours, at least over like a week worth of content of to start getting ads. Because it's taking us a while to start getting ads.
Now, here comes this. What's the point of 2 ads?
Honestly,
what's the point of 2 ads?
To get the, to have the YouTuber get some more
money. Then spread it out! I'll be perfectly fine if it was only 1 ad playing. But 2 ads at the same time? Get off my screen!
Come on, man! You gotta wait for that ad to finish, then you can finally, at the end...
Here comes the worst, if you have both of them non-skimpable. Oh, when that happens, I really want to punch my TV.
Or the lucky one, whenever you get the first one, a skippable one.
Yeah, about it. It's... And it's kind of crazy how there's a lot of content out there that's not content. And they leave it up on there.
Yeah, and some people, they have really, really good content and they restrict it and they can't. Some people can't watch it at all.
There's literally videos of monkey torture on there.
Why even searching that though?
I haven't!
Did it come on your recommended?
No, it's like, it's weird. It like, okay, you know how sometimes you just look up something on YouTube and you just go down to this rabbit hole, dark rabbit hole for
like
no
at the very
reason?
End,
yes.
It got at the very end, it starts going to Chinese random things.
Yes, it was weird. It's weird. YouTube, man. It's something.
Stepdad breaks my phone with sledgehammer.
Yo, I'm sorry. I can't stand when parents do that because that messes up the kid. It really does, because it... Yo, you remember, that one YouTuber, Daddy Please, or something like that? Like, he literally, like, showed his family, and he humiliated his family, like, his kids. I can't remember the name of the YouTube account. Can't remember. It was, like, Daddy Please or something like that? I don't know.
The Juggernaut.
The Ace family. Have you seen the Ace family? Oh, the most stuck. You know,
I hate YouTubers that try to show off their things, and
oh, yeah.
It comes out really bad, and they have to explain their ways.
No, I can't stand of those YouTubers are like happy dappy. They're rich, and then they act like they're not, but they act like it's because they did it, even though they already had the money.
So, guys, even though probably no one's gonna buy it, I was thinking to make, like, a limited edition 4Bro shirt.
We're making a 4Bro shirt? Cashy and Jiffy?
Right here, like, we're, like right here.
Yes.
Like the where it has like a little like polo, it has a little thing.
Oh yeah.
Our sign is catch you in a jiffy.
Yes.
And in the back it has the Fortnite logo. Not Fortnite, Fort Bros logo.
Fort Bros. Oh, yes, our logo? Yes.
Yeah, it'd be cool, you can admit.
It will be cool. I really don't make that.
Planning to.
Yo, you didn't even tell me that. What in the world? You're keeping some ideas without me.
Because I was waiting until we get into the really deep podcast episodes.
Ah, you're right.
I just brought it up because I was about to forget it.
Oh, well, at least you're not going to.
It's on video.
Hats. But yeah, so. It's just, like. Healthcare? I'm not even a don't, but I understand of healthcare, of why is it not free?
And then I hate how. Let's get off of that. I want to talk about scammers, how they be talking.
Oh,
you need health insurance if you're a senior. And
even though you're 16.
Like, you're here like 11, 10.
Wait, you remember that scammer caller that called you?
And I'm like, the DeLorean. You know, I have a 1985 DeLorean. And they were like, it's gotta be 2010s or up. I'm like,
and then,
I have a 1985 DeLorean.
They called me an old lady. you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Alright, guys, well.
It's coming down really late. And it's getting really cold out here.
We're sorry, Osho. This is a very short.
It's our first ever episode.
We promise their next, all of our podcasts
are
will
be like an hour 30 at least.
Or 2:30. To an hour 30, around there. All right, guys?
An hour to 2:30.
All right, well, I hope y'all
love this episode. I know we've talked, we skipped around and everything, but it's
our first podcast, first one.
Yeah, we just needed.
We didn't plan this. This was out of the blue.
We just found the thing we can do it on and just started recording. It took us multiple attempts because we started laughing over no reason. Because this dude was testing it. He made a really funny joke.
All right, guys. Well, but anyways, I hope y'all love our podcast. I hope you